Welcome to the Develop Yourself podcast, where we teach you everything you need to land your first job as a software developer by learning to develop yourself, your skills, your network, and more. I'm Brian, your host. Now, this is a story you hate to see. From hired to fired, I want to tell you how to avoid these two developer career death traps that I've seen. So as a former engineering manager, I've had the privilege of promoting engineers on my team, offering people their first role in tech, and it's one of the most rewarding parts of the job. Besides, you know, like all the meetings, that's just icing on the cake. Unfortunately, I've also had the not so fun task of promoting people out of the team. I've also spoken to a few junior developers who finally landed that first role and then got fired. Not a fun experience, and I want to explore the top two reasons I've seen people get canned and what you can do to avoid this fate. So number one, most of the time, it is not your fault. You can't always avoid the chopping block. You can write great code, you can meet all the expectations, and still find yourself out of a job. Stability is a myth. It's always been a myth. There's layoffs, there's bad managers, there's company mergers, maybe an asteroid destroys the office. All sorts of stuff can happen that we have zero control over. While you can't always avoid these situations, there are two ways you can decrease your chances of writing code for free. Again, step one, level set. Understand what the other person expects. The single most common reason I've seen developers get let go is because there's a mismatch in expectations. No 90-day plan, no manager feedback. They think they're doing really well, but the team or the manager is silently frustrated. And you get a notice to leave out of the blue. To you, at least. Your manager isn't like some crazy, sick, sadistic bastard. Or, you know, maybe they are. I don't know. In most cases, I hope they're not. The reason they probably didn't confront you or offer you feedback is because they're a human. There is way less training for managers than you probably realize. When I became a manager, I thought I was going to get some sort of magical book that was going to teach me how to handle all these very messy situations. You don't get one. It's not right, but it's reality. On day one, you should set some practical milestones with your team lead or your manager. Understand, what does success look for me in the first month or two on this job? If they didn't give you a plan, make one and present it to them. For a junior developer, it might look something like this. Days 1 through 30, get all the repositories running locally on your machine and understand the code review and deployment process, and maybe get a feature or two into production. Days 30 through 60, participate in the on-call rotation. That means being the person whose responsibility it is to fix critical bugs when they happen, learn the process for fixing critical incidents, and understand the full software development life cycle, and also be able to fix small bugs with very little help. That's a good plan for the next 2 months. Then the next 3 months, days 60 through 90, take on a mid-level difficulty feature and deploy it on production. Contribute to technical discussions. Once you've aligned on what success looks like, it's no longer a guessing game, and you have proof that you are where you're supposed to be, and you also have an idea of where you need to improve. So I did this when I got hired a few jobs ago. They didn't give me a 90-day plan. They didn't give me some pep talk on what was going to be expected, so I wrote it out myself. I thought, well, here's what I think I should be able to do. Then I presented it to my manager. They gave me some feedback, and then it was very obvious. We had it on paper, what I was going to do and understand what was going to be expected of me. That way it's not a guessing game and you're not like silently frustrating people and they're thinking, oh, I thought you were going to be able to do this, but you're not. Or I thought you were going to build this, but you're not. Mismatching in expectations and a lack of communication is like the number one way I've seen people get let go. It's really unfortunate. In fact, a woman on LinkedIn wrote about it the other day. A friend of hers got hired as a senior developer, spent 6 months building this very, very complex solution that the team didn't really want, and then was let go because they said, hey, what have you been doing? Oh, you made a solution that's completely useless to us, and then they're let go. Now, should that have ever happened? Of course not. It seems to me that a fundamental lack of communication is to blame there. Step two, you got to brag. You launched a critical feature, you onboarded the new dude or the woman that joined the team, you helped the junior on the team get their work done, you feel pretty damn good. And then it comes time for your yearly review. And you're blindsided when you're the one that's cut from the team, when they do a 10% reduction to help the CEO buy a new yacht. I mean, they really need that yacht, so you understand, right? You got to increase shareholder value, right? In some organizations, it's not uncommon for your manager to not be involved in the daily activities of the engineering team. They might speak to the team lead, but they're not talking to every single engineer. This means they see your work through the lens of the team lead, or judge you on useless metrics like the lines of code written or the number of bugs fixed. Dumb stuff. So in order to circumvent that, you have to learn to spotlight yourself, but you don't need to be super obvious about it. So don't brag about your accomplishments. Educate instead. For example, did you fix a critical issue? Did you even just change the color of a button to some other color? I don't know. Whatever you did, document it. Have a short lunch and learn, if appropriate, to go over the cause of the issue that you fixed or the feature that you put out so you can teach others how it works. Next time there's a demo, which is very, very common in software teams, when there's a demo, say, hey, I'll do a demo. I would love to do a demo. Do a demo. Lastly, keep a document where you track every interesting thing you've ever done. This way it makes it easier to prove your value to the team when review time rolls around. For example, you're going to forget all that stuff you did in month 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of your job. You're going to forget what you did 2 months ago. If I asked you, what did you do 2 months ago at your current job? You're probably going to be like, I don't even know. Keeping this document helps you organize and track your thoughts and also proves to yourself that you're where you need to be. I've done this for the last few roles I've had, and it's been tremendously helpful, specifically for review time, but also just personally. Like when you're feeling down, like, oh man, I suck. I'm the worst developer on the team. What have I done? And then you can go back to this document. And you say, oh, you know what? I'm not that bad. I got to be at least the second. Maybe I'm the third worst developer on this team. I can't be the first. Look at all the stuff I've done. So having this brag document can be really beneficial, not only for you personally, but for your career trajectory too, and to prove, like, hey, manager or dude or woman, I did all this stuff through the whole year. Hey, maybe you need to, you know, think about giving me that raise, you know, to keep off inflation for another couple quarters. And now you're no longer, hey, what's that person's name again? You're the engineer that everyone knows. When you're volunteering for demos or you're just generally sharing things and being present, whether it's like in your Slack channel or whatever kind of communication tool you're using or in like in-person meetings, you just help establish a name with a face that people know. And when people know you, they're more likely to want to give you things. You can be a really good engineer that nobody knows, and it's much easier to get rid of those people because no one really knows who they are. They work in the shadows. Basically, I just want to see you win. If you're listening to this, you're probably at the beginning of your career as a developer. I've made so many mistakes at this point that I'm shocked I haven't been fired multiple times. It took me, you know, 4 or 5 years to learn these two fairly obvious things we've just gone over. And I don't want to just have you avoid these mistakes. I want you to stand out, push yourself technically and in other aspects of your career so that if you do find yourself out there writing code for free again, it won't be for too long. And remember, getting hired is the first and it's the shortest step of your developer career. What you do after landing that role is really what counts. And that's exactly why I have an app called JavaScriptProsApp.com. I give this out to all Parsity students, but I want to see more people using it, honestly. This is really great if you're already a developer who's maybe got their first job or graduated a boot camp. This is the perfect kind of tool to use because it exposes you to the kind of challenges that you're going to see in a real world work environment. So it doesn't only have like JavaScript challenges and like data structures and algorithms, but it has videos on how to do good estimates. It has challenges on how to deploy things on AWS, has ways you can debug pipelines. It has all sorts of cheat sheets, documents, videos, things that I know are going to help you after you land the first role and after you already know how to code. Hope that's helpful as usual. And if you have suggestions for things you want to hear about on the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. I do a lot of things that I think are interesting. People DM me on LinkedIn, which I really, really enjoy. So please, if you have an idea that you'd like me to talk about or investigate, or you have a person that you'd really love to hear on the podcast, let me know. Anyway, have a great one and I'll talk to you later. That'll do it for today's episode of the Develop Yourself podcast. To learn more about becoming a software engineer with us, then check out Parsity.io. If you're not quite ready for that, then jump into our dev30.xyz program, which is 30 days of working on your mindset, habits, and JavaScript skills. Totally worth it. See you next week.